This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Freya Liu. It's Open for Business. What a morning. And here today with me, I have Kathleen Toh, who is the founder of Beyond Insights. She says, success in trading and investing is not about how smart you are. It is really about your character, your discipline, your commitment, your persistence, and your desire to create a meaningful life with your wealth. So you started a little bit about Beyond Insights. And what led you to actually start this company, Kathleen?
Yeah, I started the Good Morning Malaysia. I started this company in 2009 after I quit my full-time job in Intel. I was actually formerly the APAC manager for Intel. And what really inspired me to start off with is actually to realization that I have to plan for my future. And the real starting point is when I see Intel retrenching 1,000 managers. Yeah, so I was lucky. I was not one of them, but one of my managers will have to go. Mm-hmm. And I realized that everyone needs to plan for their future. The company will not plan for you. Mm. So, and I always have a passion for investment and trading. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this even while I was in Intel. My second year in my job, 1993, I started trading the KLSE.
Okay.
And in 1997, I joined Intel, and that's when I started trading US stocks.
Okay.
Yeah, and 2005, I started trading options. So what really inspired me is... I find that many people does not really plan for their future, and including my own staff, you know. Mm. And the awareness in Malaysia is very, very low. Whenever I talk to people in wedding dinners, they will talk about very general topics, but very few people really talk about their futures. Let me give you some statistics. Last 2 years when I was presenting in the Invest Fair Malaysia, they actually did the statistics of all the attendees, and there's only less than 3% of people who knows about a new vehicle called CFD. Mm. It's contract for difference. It's a way you can buy stocks with just 3-10% of the stock price. Just imagine that you can buy great stocks like Apple now, you know, which costs $600+. Mm. But now with this vehicle, you can buy it with 1/10 of the price.
Right.
And with that, you can actually make 10 times more. Mm. You know, for example, Microsoft costs $30 per unit. But when you use a contract for difference, you only need to pay 10% of it, which is $3.
Right.
And if the stock go up $3, you make 100% return.
Ah.
But there's so few people in Malaysia who knows about it. Yeah.
Right. And back when you were, in 1997 and you were already investing in the US stocks, that was almost unheard of.
Oh,
then,
yeah.
Then, right?
Yes, yes.
So, and also, so when what was your main reason when you go into this? Are people afraid to talk about money? Is that
oh,
it?
Yes. I think it started with some pain, I would say. I was granted a lot of Intel stock options, employee stock options, and during the dot-com crash, if you still remember, in year 2000, my options went down from $17 to $35. And at that time, it went down from $70. $70 to $35. And at that point in time, because I was still new relatively in investment and trading or Intel stocks or US market, and I asked my colleagues, my so-called old-timer, what should I do right now? You know, should I just hold? Should I sell? Or should I buy more? Guess what is the main response coming from my colleagues?
Sell.
Buy more. It's low, you know, or at least just keep, right? It will come back because Intel stock has been performing so well for the past 10 years. It has been splitting every other year. Mm-hmm. So, and it went down to $20. Mm. And at the lowest point is about $13 during the crash.
Okay.
So I realized that I need to really learn about investment and trading properly. It's not about asking your friends because not many people knows about doing this properly. Yeah.
And there is a science to it. There is a psychology behind it as well. You know, so in your business right now, where's the main source of income? Is it your own personal investments or is it from the training and coaching that you provide?
It's actually my main investment and trading because before I quit my job, I was very conscious to make sure that my investment and trading can actually replace my formal income. So, and it is not it's not a small amount to replace because at that time I was earning about $20,000. That was a gross income, exclude my stock options. So I gave myself 3 years. In 2005, I know I want to give myself 3 years to resign if I want to, you know. And I trade every day. Despite my full-time job, I trade every day. And within 3 years, I was able to get my consistency. So I know I can quit my job.
Right. And you know, the classes that you have, you know, do you see a pattern? What are the demographics of the people who attend your classes?
It's quite a wide range, all the way from fresh graduates, you know, to people who are 60 years old. But majority are in the mid-30s to mid-40s.
And do why do you... I know, just you were sharing some figures, and this was from the Boston Consulting Group, about Singaporeans, right? The number of millionaires grew by 12% in 2010, led by Singapore due to gains in the financial markets. And the number of millionaire households, I guess it's also Singapore, increased to 12.5 million. And the Singapore millionaires rose by 33%. And also the U.S. Have the most number of millionaires, followed by Japan and China. Now, where does Malaysia feature in this, if at all?
It's not even a part of the focus of the research. I think we are very way behind. I think one of the reasons is because of the awareness. Singapore government spent a lot of effort and initiative to boost up the financial awareness, because it Singapore wanted to build Singapore as a financial hub for Asia and globally. If you know, if they can really expand that to compete, I think it's hard to compete with New York Stock Exchange, but they want to be the hub in Asia. So, but Malaysia has not spent as much focus on that yet. So the awareness is very low, and most people just know about investing in KLSE. One of the things that inspired me to trade, I primarily focus on US stocks and global indices. The reason is, when I trade for a living, I can't just depend on a market that I can make money only when the stock goes up. This is in Malaysia. You can't make money when the stock goes down unless you trade futures. So I need a market where I can make money when it's up, down, or even sideways. And the only way to do this is I go beyond stocks, you know. So, and that's where contract for difference or instrument like options will allow me to make money, even though the market is not moving much. And it allow me to protect. Like right now, we have all this Europe crisis, right, or U.S. recession. And so with these instruments, I can trade confidently. I can sleep well at night.
And these are new instruments that were introduced, what, recently?
Actually, options has been around for ages. Contract for difference is about 10 years. I think about 12 years. It started in year 2000.
And we'll continue a little bit more about this in just a moment. I'm here with Kathleen To from Beyond Insights. It's Open for Business, BFM 89.9. It's Open for Business. Good morning. And we are brewing financial mind right here. Kathleen To from Beyond Insights. Beyond Insights basically helps out with training and coaching for people who are interested in trading and investing. You know, I think I just want to go a little bit deeper into what happens when, you know, people trade or people go for your classes. What's the psychology of the people there? Is greed the main thing that's driving people?
Yes. I mean, greed and fear, I will say. Greed and fear. Is it what... I would say a lot of people let the unknown affect them in doing something. I say, oh, most people think a stock market is risky. And I always give this analogy, right? Is world war risky or country risky? And most people will think that country is risky. So I ask them, what if they drive a Volvo at 200 kilometers per hour and they beat the traffic light, you know, versus you drive a country downtown at 50 kilometers per hour? So is it the car or is it the driver?
Right.
So it is not so much on the trading vehicle, whether you trade stocks, options, or forex, or futures. Or any business. It is actually more about you as a trader, right? All these instruments provide you a way to manage the risk, you know? And I teach people about money management, you know? You don't risk more than 2% of your capital at any one time. And you need to have a stop loss. And you know, want to make sure that this is it's a good trade. You know, when you risk $1, you want to make sure there's a potential to make $2 in that trade. You know, with all this, then you can even make money even though you're half right. And people just don't believe it. You can actually do that. Yeah. So it is actually the fear. And fear comes from not knowing what you are doing. So by the education, this fear can go away. So it is more about us. How you manage the risk of your investment.
So along this way, there is also, I guess... not putting emotions involved in doing this, but just knowing the facts.
Yes. And there are many different ways of investing and trading, right? So if you are buying long-term, buy and hold, then you need to make sure that the company have strong fundamentals, right? This is like a Warren Buffett style. And with that, you still need to make sure that you understand the company. Most people in Malaysia, they buy because of a hot tips from a friend, right? So I think that's the one that holds back a lot of people.
And we hear too many people saying, I lost money because they were greedy. And then you're like, I better not invest because I don't know enough about it.
Yes. And I'd like to touch about that. You see, before someone is willing to invest and trade, first they need to have the belief. First they need to believe that, you know, you can actually make money and they can do it too. Unfortunately, most people ask the wrong people. They ask people who did not make it, you know, people who lost money, or, you know, just based on perception, instead of asking people who has made it. I chose to do it differently. When I came out from Intel, I told my colleague, you know, one of my ex-manager, that I'm going into options trading. I said, oh, you should not do that. And it's risky. I have friends who lose money. Then I said, do you know what is options? I said, no.
Okay.
You see? Yeah. So I'm glad I did not listen to that. So I choose to study successful people. There are I read 5 books on interview with top investors and traders. And I was very inspired. Read about people who are successful instead of people who didn't make it, right? And see how they do it and just follow it.
You personally have invested a lot in training yourself around this.
Yes, yes. Right. I actually spent probably close to 200,000. But it's not just investment and trading. It's about personal mastery, especially like Anthony Robbins course and also, I mean, it's on personal psychology and NLP, which is how to master your subconscious mind. And I think this is very important to trading. Yeah, because, you know, in trading, you tend to, especially when you trade a fast vehicle, you need to control yourself, right? And it's always a tendency to buy more than you should. And I always have to remind my student on that. You know, so what's the drawback on all this fast vehicle? I said greed, okay? If you can manage the greed, then you can multiply your investment safely.
Okay. Right? Yeah. All right. And you know, that your courses are 5,000 and above as well. Now, what are the current courses that you have at the moment?
Yes, we have the foundation course, which is on power investing. So it's for beginners or even seasoned investor on how to get started to select the best growth stocks. I mean, I focus on US stocks example, but it applies to any market that they trade, you know, whatever they learn. And also how to time the market, how to enter in a safe level, you know, so that you have a potential growth. And also a way to protect yourself. So I call it a simple 4 steps. One is called ST. Select, I mean, everyone knows about the STPM exam, right? Yeah. So S stands for select, selecting the right stocks. And T stands for timing. So these two is called a power investing course. And then to protect and multiply, we have actually 2 tracks. One is options, and the other one is CFD, contract for difference. We does things very differently from other people, which is we realize the important part to get people started is hand-holding. So we teach people right after the workshop, step-by-step, how to use the broker platform, how to enter their first trade, how to set a proper profit-taking and stop-loss, so they don't have to monitor the screen whole night. Okay. You know, they can just need they just need half an hour. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
because you heard of people doing that, right?
Oh, yes. You don't have to get stuck to the screen. Yeah.
And even, okay, when you do that, and that was your personal experience, right? Yeah. No one actually held your hands or helped you because you took a couple of courses and then,
Yes. When I first attend my course, it's a 2-day workshop and I'm on my own. Yeah.
Okay. And I guess for someone to start investing, how much do they need to start?
Let me give you an example. It depends on what stock you want to buy. Since I focus on US stocks, example, you want to buy Microsoft stocks. It's $30 US. So 100 units will be 3,000. But in US, you can even buy 1 unit. Yeah, you don't have to buy 100 units. And using CFD, you only need 1/10 of the price. So even if you buy 100 units times $30 is 3,000. But with contract for difference, you pay 300. That's
right.
All.
This is 300 US dollars. So you can start.
But a good start will be about 2,000 US. Then you can diversify a bit. Yeah.
Okay, so for more variety as well. Okay, and I guess at the end of the day, what gives you the greatest satisfaction in doing this and teaching this?
I think when I see my students successful, and it's very inspiring when they share their success story with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what are some success stories?
For example, I have a mother and daughter, so they came together, and after attending our January class, she has made 58% return in her first 1.5 months, and the daughter was making 10%. But most importantly, is true following money management, true not risking 2% in any single trade. Mm. Yeah, that's more important than the gung-ho style trading. Yeah.
The gorilla trading.
Yeah. And also it inspired me when a housewife, who doesn't know much about the computer, when it started, it's like, where is the power on button?
Okay.
Yeah. And she managed to get through it, you know, her learning curve. And it shows her commitment. She's willing to come for the coaching sessions, you know.
Right.
She did not get everything the first time, but because we provide unlimited receipt for free. So she came back. She came back the second time, and she was so confident in training right now. So I think that's really inspiring.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing this with us. And before you lose your voice, thank you for coming. Kathleen Toh from Beyond Insights. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.